2 days ago, I got a letter from a person that has been on Greg's show several times. His name is John Peeler, formerly a government agent. He was with the FBI, BATF, and other government agents, and has stated that he would was warning me about, because he was hired at one time to assassinate me because of the way that I've been uncovering the different government agents. So the Vatican, who the government agents are working for, we don't have the United States government anymore. They've done away with our U.S. Constitution, and therefore, really, the freedoms of the United States have been pretty much taken away from us. But anyway, I received a letter from John Peeler warning me that they were going to try to cause, make it look like an accident. My bus was at a bus repair shop in around Nashville, Tennessee. It had been there for 3 months. They kept saying that there was something else wrong with it. And my driver bought the bus in today. It was early this morning. And the brakes went out on him while he was on the freeway. And the whole bus was totaled. And I asked him, why did you not check the bus brakes before you left? He said, well, because it's brand new brakes. Brand new brakes. So he's stating that they must have snipped some kind of cable in there for them to go out. And the steady bumping down the road. Let me have that letter from John Peeler where he states that he's warning me that they're going to try to make it look like an accident because he's privy to a lot of the different government agents that are warning him to warn me. He states that many of them have are still communicating with him, and they have recently, or some of them a few years ago, stopped listening to, or they don't work for the government any longer, and they flew him in as to the things that that they're doing right now. So I'm going to have a young lady that's here to read this letter to you, so that you can hear. This just came to him about 2 days ago. Okay, go ahead and read what he has to say here in the letter.
To Pastor Tony Alamo from John G. Peeler regarding a warning. Dear Pastor Alamo, the True Church of Christ, a couple of years ago, FBI Violent Crime Task Force agents, New World Order jackbooted thugs, gave me a polygraph test and intense questions. They asked questions about you and your ministry and radio talk show.
Well, they're doing the same thing to Buster. The FBI raided his furniture store here in Texarkana, and they took over $180,000. Buster will be here in just a minute or so. And they took one-third of his inventory. He has a big 100,000-square-foot furniture store. And they told him that all this persecution that they're doing to him would go away if only he would just stop going to my church. So this is what they did to John Peeler. They told him to assassinate me, but if he wouldn't, that they would put his son in prison. Well, he's been in prison for a lot of years right now. I believe it's at least 7, and they said they gave him life for a murder that they've never found a body for. There's no such, there's no existence of any body whatsoever. They have no evidence or anything like that. And so Sanford is my driver. Sanford, tell the radio audience, did you just hear the letter that, did you finish this letter here? Okay, finish the letter that John Peeler, who was the former FBI agent and was asked to assassinate me, and because of the fact that he didn't, he put his son in prison. He's been there for over 7 years. Finish it off.
The FBI agents gave me the impression that you are still a target of interest. Please be careful, Mr. Gordon.
Please be careful. Why should I be so afraid of my own government? Well, that's your own. Why should I be so worried about my own government wanting to kill me, to assassinate me? why would I be so have to be so careful about such a thing? Continue on.
Mr. Gordon Call, the Posse Comitatus tax protester, was shot to death in Smithville, Arkansas in 1983.
Now, a lot of these people that he mentions, I don't know anything about them, and maybe some of them should have been arrested, but certainly not murdered like the government murdered the people over at Waco, Texas. They said they make up false stories. The government makes up false stories about people in the ministry, and they say that they were being abused. What could be more abusive than murdering the children? You know, I would think that if a person was being spanked or if they were being chastened by parents, which they were not at Waco, because I know a lot of the people there, after I was put in prison on false charges for false tax evasion or, I don't know, tax fraud charges, I was tax exempt. And I know the people, a lot of them were in prison with me that were at Waco, and they said none of those things were true. And I also know a drummer that used to go over to David Koresh's place, and he said he was one of the coolest guys that he had ever met in his life, and that he said they just have fun together, and he treated the children really well. But actually, the government had me listed as the first one that would be Waco 1. Even when I was put in prison in Van Buren, Arkansas, of many of the places I was first arrested for, one, if they said I wanted to hang a judge, I won that trial in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And there's people putting out pictures of me with a tie-dye T-shirt on when they first arrested me in Tampa, Florida. And but they say, look, and here's this criminal, but they don't say that I was acquitted on those charges in Fort Smith, Arkansas, by a full jury. Not one of them believed anything that the government was saying about me. But at any rate, continue on with John Peeler, former FBI BATF agent, Shell.
Mr. Gordon Call was identified by the DNA of a tooth that was left after they firebombed his dwelling place.
Yes, there probably was only about a tooth left. And the reason that the government wants to frighten you, remember where Jesus in the scriptures said Satan would sift thee, Peter. That means that Satan would scare you away from my ministry, Peter. And truly, he was frightened because he denied the Lord three times and even started using some profanity because he was so frightened to be associated with Jesus. And that's why in the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, it states the first type of people that will spend eternity in the lake of fire are the fearful, the ones that have been frightened away from Christ. They're more afraid of this Antichrist cult in Rome and its one world government, which is the one world government that you see we're now under Roman canon law, and also the media, which is Satan's mouth. The Bible said that Satan would be given a mouth in the last day, and that's what's happening. So when you're frightened by the things, even Daniel said that he saw a vision of this fourth and last world government, and he said that it was dreadful to look upon. I saw, I believe, the very same vision that Daniel saw. It was I couldn't think of any better words to describe it other than dreadful. The most dreadful looking thing I've ever seen. I wasn't even able to look at it for more than just one fraction of a second. And I immediately, the Holy Spirit brought up into me, the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. And immediately the vision fled. So what it is Satan's last opportunity in these last days to frighten people into being fearful and unbelieving, for them to go to hell and the lake of fire with you. You know, Satan loves company, and he doesn't want to be in hell alone, and he for sure will not be there. He'll be there with one-third of the former angels from heaven, and also all those that believe, that love and believe a lie.